Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Hei, mitzvah 205, as we continue in this second to last week, Be'ez Hashem, of Parshas Achrimos. The plan is about another week and a half, and a couple more Arayos as we keep plowing through. Today we'll have a chance to talk about a general issue, Be'ezrat Hashem. Let's first just get through this mitzvah. This mitzvah, as we mentioned last week, is the third of a triple, right? Mitzvah 205 was the Isser of marrying a woman and her daughter, right? After being married to the first one, having a relationship with the second one, right? So Isho Bita, and then we have the two Isurim of granddaughter. So Reish Dalet was daughter's daughter, and today is son's, Reish Dalet was son's daughter, and today's Isser is daughter's daughter. And this is all based on that same pasuk in Perek Yud Ches of Achrimos, Erevas Isho Bita Lo Segaleh, to not reveal the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, as Bas Bina, ve as Bas Bita, Lo Sikach Legalos Erevasa. Even though there's only two, right, there's only one real lashon for these two granddaughters, we count it as two separate averis. As bas benal lo sikach, and bas bital lo sikach legal lo serva, sharehina zimahi. That's what the pasuk says. So the chinuch says here, mitzvah reish hei, shalol legalos ervas isho bas bita. A person is not allowed to be with a woman and her granddaughter. This is only if you're married to the first one. Del Raisa. Derabanan, we said, even if you're not married to the first one. But on a Del Raisa level, only if there's a marriage to the first one. Shneamar, bezbas bita lo sikach, v'loshen kicha mashbalan loshen nisuin. So Nashin Yisuin, that's what Kicha means. Bidinia mitzvah, some of the halachas behind this mitzvah. Masha Asru Zechronim Levracha, Legeder Zeh, Bas Bita Belvad. A daughter's daughter's daughter is also included in Shnios, the Aim Ishto Belvad, and wife's mother's mother. Those are all Shnios. The Aim Av Aim Ishto Belvad, wife's mother's father's mother. If you can keep that clear. Klal ha'inyan shal iser isha ubito basbito basbita. Okay, we go through all of the isurim. Ki ha'Torah te'asor la'adam milisa sheish krovo shal ishto milvad achios. The Torah asers, if you do the math, six relatives of the wife besides the sisters. Achos isha, which Be'ez Hashem will come up in the next mitzvah 206, which we'll get to. Shalosh l'mala dainu imo shtizek roseh u'shalosh l'mata dainu bito basbito basbina. There's six relatives, three going up and three going down, a mother and her two grandmothers, and three going down, daughter, granddaughter, and granddaughter, one from a son, one from a daughter. Those are the six that are included in the Doraisa relationships, and the Chachamim added on another six, four above and two below, as he explains that if you lay them all out, it's all Mishum, the confusion, as we just saying it, are getting confused, all Mishum, the confusion of the relationships. That's why Chazal assert Shnios. By the way, as last week's Parsha, Rashi already quoted this Isser of Shnios La Rayas. The Tchinuch ends off. Again, this Isra applies always. The overall of Shachav Isha Basbita, if a man lives with a woman and her granddaughter, Shneim Nisrafin B'chayiv Rishon, if they're both alive, if the first woman is still alive, then they are both Chayiv Srefa. The Imesa Rishona. Remember the Srefa discussions back in Mishpatim. We spoke about the four separate mitzvahs. Skila Srefa Herachenek, the Chiyuvim of those Chayiv Yisus Bezdin. The Rabbah and the Chinuch counted as four separate mitzvahs of Seder Aisa. So this goes in the Srefa ones. V'imesa Rishona, but if the first one had died already, it's still Aser, but there's no Mitzvahs Bezdin. Shneim Bakaris B'mezin. Both get karis if it was done by mezid, b'shogig, they bring a karman chatas, v'im shachav ez ashrios, one gets malkas mardus. Okay, so that is the Isser of granddaughter, the second Isser of granddaughter. Now let's get into what we started a couple of mitzvahs ago, and that is all of these arayos give us a chance to talk about general arayos issues. One of them that we'll talk about today is the Isser, we'll see what we have time for after, if we finish, some issues related to Hilchos Yichud. Hilchos Yichud, we know, is one of the Isurei, Samar D'Araisa, Samar D'Rabanan. Evan Ezer, Siman Chafbez, there's one Siman in Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Yichud in Evan Ezer. So let's read some and discuss some of the Pratim. Aser Lehis Yached Im Erver Meha Arayos. It's Aser to have Yichud with today's mitzvah, right, with the wife's granddaughter. And unless it's my granddaughter, but if it's a wife's granddaughter, says it's her yichud, just like it to anybody else in the world. Bein zakena bein yalda. It doesn't matter how old the woman is. As long as she's of of age, of the minimum age, that doesn't matter if she's a young lady or a 95-year-old woman, there's still the same halachas of yichud. Shadarim davar zeh gorem legalos erva, chutz, and the only exceptions, we quoted this, this is from the Rambam, we quoted this last week in our discussions of Nida, chutz meha'em al bina, what's mutter? Mother and son, av al bito, father and daughter, and the extensions to grandchildren, v'habala mishto nida, that's it. And Bala Mishto Nida. But that's only once they're married. V'chasa shepirsi ishto nida, kodem sheyivol, if a woman is a nida, let's say a chupas nida, so then they're not allowed to have yichud yet. That's why by a chupas nida we need to prevent their being yichud in the most private way possible. We usually put a child in, a 5 or 6 year old child, in the room, nobody else knows, not even the Edim, in order to prevent the yichud, because yichud is only mutter between a husband and wife once they have had the first bia. But if they haven't, asur l'zayachin ima, elahi yishena beinu hanashim, v'hu yashin beinu hanashim. V'im ba'ala bia rishona, so then mutter l'zayachin ima. Right, yichud is okay right after the first bia. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Kishi'ira maisa Amnon v'tamar, when the tragic story of Amnon and Tamar occurred, David's children, gazar David beizdino al yichud penuya. David said, not only are there halachas of yichud of daraisa level arayos, but even a pruya, an unmarried girl, afal bi she'ena erva bichlal yichud arayasi. Right, David HaMelech was gozer. Right, this terrible tragedy happened. I'm going to be gozer. If there's hilchas yichud, then these situations are never going to come up. V'shamay v'hilo gozer yichud kusis. And then later on in history, Shammai and Hillel added on non-Jews nimsa. So it comes out lemaisa. Any woman, basically, who you're not married to, doesn't matter what religion, doesn't matter what age, there is isurim of yichud. Nimsa, kolam, esyachinim, isha, sha'asur, esyachinima, bein yisraelis, bein kusis, makan, eshneim, makas, mardas. They both get malkas. It's an isur drabanan, even if nothing happens. Ha'ish va'isha, umachrizin aleim, right? Or you're, whatever the, in terms of the isur drabanan, right? This is the isur. We mentioned in that mitzvah we discussed a couple of days ago, the beautiful chiddush of the Rav Shlomo Zalman, that even if they do not, the man and the woman, do not stay in the situation of Yichud for the amount of time of Roy Labia, but still, because they were in there, so what, that they went out earlier, that is still, they still are in violation of the Isser. Rav Shlomo Zalman says this in Chelek Aleph, Siman Sadek Aleph, and then Mincha Shlomo, Nirel Nias Daiti, Dekol She Yichud Ubamakob She Haim, if they can stay in there enough time to violate the shear of tuma, to actually for something to occur, as ika mamish iser yichud daraisa al kol rega verega shem shom yachad gam lefnei sheshol kishir tuma v'la b'shir atalya milsa v'lachein, and therefore even if they decided to leave before the shear of tuma was up, afilu hachi kfar avra al iser yichud v'tzrichim kapara, and they need kapara for that. That's one of the abeirs. He says the only time there wouldn't be yichud is if it's in a situation where it would not last. The shear of tumah doesn't exist. It's impossible. Not that it personally, they won't stay there, the shear yichud. That's the heder of elevators. Why are elevators mutter? If man or woman are alone in the elevator, because it can open at any floor. And even if it doesn't, how long do you have? 5, 10 seconds, 20 seconds till the floor opens. So unless one is in the Empire State Building going up to the 102nd floor, they're the only ones in the elevator. That could be an issue, but it's going to take a couple of minutes. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman, besides that, there would not be a problem in an elevator, because that is inherently not the shear of Yichud is not probable. Okay, let's continue now in the halachas of Yichud. There is an interesting discussion of what about a spouse? Right, wife and husband, and these are not parallel. First, let's discuss husband. Husband, what's the case of husband? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sifches, Isha Sheba'ala Ba'ir, a woman whose husband is in town. Ein Choshishin Lizyachinima. There's no problem. That's called the Heter of Ba'ala Ba'ir. So, what's the svar? Why is this? Why is there no Isra of Yichud? If the husband's in town, the woman is allowed to have Yichud with another man. Right, let's say the plumber comes. Let's say another type of worker clumps. There's no Isra of Yichud. Which means what? I mean, you don't have to worry about if the door locks behind the chulu. You can prevent Yichud also, which we'll talk about, having a door open. But the heter is, Ba'al Ba'ir, there's no Isser. Ain't choshen l'syachin ima. Why? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. That's what it's known as. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says in Meseches Kiddushin, there is no problem, because one is worried that her husband is going to walk in. It says Rashi Kiddushin Adaf Pei Aleph. You're worried. So that's, if the husband's in town, maybe he's going to walk in any moment. So that's why a woman will be scared. And again, this is the basis of almost all Hilchos Yichud. Hilchos Yichud is, if you know, if you're worried that somebody's going to walk in, then it's mutter. If you're not worried, then it's going to be asur. Rashi says, "Demistifi mi ba'al hashta asi." That's the Rashi. If you look at the Rambam, a little different. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the language of the Rambam. Why is it mutter? She'emas mipnei she'emas ba'ala aleha. The fear of her husband is upon her. So he doesn't say that you're worried that the husband's going to walk in. It's just there's this inherent fear that if the husband's in town, then the woman is not going to do anything. Right, so that is the Machlokas, Rashi, and Rambam. So, L'may Nafkamina, we're Machmer for both Shitas. We're Machmer for both Shitas in terms of Rashi, even if he's not gonna be, even if he's not gonna walk in right away, but if you have the, I'm sorry, even if he, in either case, if one of the reasons doesn't apply, then we're machmer. That's what I meant to say. I mean, you need both reasons to apply. If the husband's in town, but there's no chance he's going to walk in right now, then you don't rely on just the Rambam Shita of Emas Bailala. You need Rashi Shita as well. For example, let's say, Rav Moshe talks about a case. Let's say a guy does not make his own hours. He works for a company, and it's on the other side of town. And they're in the same town, but it's not anywhere close by, and the woman knows that her husband just called from his desk phone, and he's not coming home in time anywhere near. So Rav Moshe says, Yesh lahachmir. You don't have to say, oh, Baal ba'ir, it's mutter. No, Rav Moshe writes, Chelek Dalet, Simen Slamachay, Neved Ezer, Umitamze, Shebimedina Zoo, New York, in New York, where Rosha lived, Kishabala hu ba'ir, avo yadua hula, shahalach l'kse ha'ir, to the other side of the city, shemei habayis ad ha'makom shahalach l'sham, u'erach sha'ah, v'achazara hu sha'ah, takes an hour each way, v'tzarech l'sha'ah sham erach sha'ah, and he's going to be there, asura b'yichud, im hu b'zman she'tzarech lavo l'sham inshi, if other people aren't coming in, v'kal shagin b'elu sh'ovdei netzal ha'chirim, v'sham sham shmona shos, surely if you have a 9-to-5 job, v'aderech l'sham v'chazara mishem u'erach sh'tei shos, ika isur yichud, the only time Rav Moshe says you might have a heter is if you are self-employed and you make your own hours. Sometimes you have short days, sometimes you have long days. And even if you usually have long days, Rav Moshe says, Av'al imhu bershutz atzmo v'yachol lavo lebeiso kisharotze lifamim leka iser yichud v'udavar shenogea tuva le'inshi le'dazeh. Says Rav Moshe, it's a very important halacha for people to be aware of. So even though the Rambam might say, oh, Emas Bailaleha, he's in the town, she won't try anything, but still, says Rav Moshe, in that case, one can't be Mekel. Okay, that is Rav Moshe. Or what about the other case? What if the husband gives her Rishus? Yeah, you can be, I'm not worried about anything, you can be Misyachim with that guy. So the husband said, I'm not worried, don't worry, he trusts her. He trusts her. So in that case, there's no Emas Bailaleha. There's no Amos, but maybe he's going to walk in at any moment, so maybe you still have Rashi, but there's no Amos violence. You say it's, right, is one enough? Enough. It would be Machmer like there too. Machmer like there too, because even though the husband's not worried, and you might say there's no problem here, but still, we say there is a problem. That's, again, Rav Moshe in that same Shuvah. He has Dalet Samachay, he has a long Shuvah, that is an Os, Chaf Aleph. Those are a couple of issues related to Ba'ala Ba'ir. What's interesting is that what about the opposite case? What about Isha? Ishto Ba'ir. Is there a similar halacha? The man's at home and the woman's in town. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's more machmir. There's no such halacha as Ba'ala Ba'ir. There's Isha Imo. Not Ba'ala Ba'ir. The wife's got to be there with him. Two seifim earlier, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'kol Isha, Siv Zgimel, V'kol Isha she'asur l'syachid ima, im haisa ishto imo, hari ze mutu l'syachid, mipnei she'ishto mishamarto. The wife's with him, in the house. The wife guards him. Aval lotus yachid yisrael, right? So that's the Shulchan Aruch. So there is no heter of ishto imo, there's only of ba'ala imo. Moshe says this beferish in there in Sif Katan Vav, in that same tshuva, there is no heter of Isha Ba'ir. Let me just see if I can find that tshuva. If not, I'll just continue. We'll go to the next piece. But then Ishto Mishamartu. B'shulchan Aruch hu mefurish. She Ishto Mishamartu hu dafka kishihi nimseis imo. V'lo sagi b'mashi Ba'ir. Mi deshina b'lashono. She b'tzad ha'bal Isha Shabala Ba'ir. Right, Bala Ba'ir, Bagam Masik Emas Bailaleo, Beishto, Im Haisa Ishto Imo. It's Mufurish, it's Meduyuk, that it's two different halachas. The women were more worried by many of these halachas. We're more worried about the man doing something than about the woman doing something. The man needs more guards, and therefore you need Ishto Imo, and not just Isha in the city. Next, there is an important heter of Yichud in Siftes, says the Shulchan Aruch. Bayis Shepischo Pasuach L'Rishus Harabim. If what's the heter of Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus Harabim? There's a door open to the street. What does that mean? A door open to the street. Major machlokas. If you look on the list, this whole Sefer Torah Sayichud on Hilchas Yichud, major machlokas. He quotes all of the opinions. Nechluku aposkim beheter shal Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus Harabim. Im hu dafka kisha adelis psucha legamre. Do you need the door open physically? Is that what Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus Harabim means? Sefer Torah Sayichud, Chelik Perakei. Oh no! Or is it enough to be unlocked? Closed but unlocked. O gamksha dela segura vein in the ula bemanol to become makom ein chashash yichud kivet shadam zor yachol lftoach as adelas because it's benima. Anybody can come in whenever they want. Ula halacha, many say one can be makel as long as the door is close enough or within range of the street that somebody could walk in. If it's so far away and people are going to get warning anyway beforehand, and it's even if it's unlocked, one has to use their head. If they feel basically in private that nobody's going to walk in, then it's probably usser, right? If it's the door is out, connected to the street, somebody could just come up the steps, come up the front walk and open the door, so then it is mutter, as long as, according to many poskim, as long as it is unlocked. The poskim say, I'll just read you a Tzitz Eliezer, whose yard site was yesterday. This could be Le'idin and Ishmaso. Waldenberg's yard site was yesterday. Says the Tzitz Eliezer that it might depend if it's at night or by day. Right, by night, what kind of stranger is walking into somebody's house? Right, if they're trying to break in, they're not going through the front door. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Vav Simin Samach, Mistavra Davar, Shafilu Le'ela Poskim, Shemuchach, the Savri, the Dina de Pesach Basuach, Huafilu L'Shos HaMuchoris Balayla, even if you want to say it's at night, first of all, you got to use your head, and also, it's got to be a room that's well lit, that they'll be able to see. Whoever, somebody walks in, has to be able to see what's going on in the room right when they come in. If it's very dark, and even after they come in, one will be able to, right, they're candlelight, whatever it is, so then that's a problem. And they'll be able to see. Or even, especially if they're in like an inner room. Okay, you're going to leave the door unlocked, but you're in an inner room, also it's not going to help, because they're all the way in the inner room, and that door is going to be closed. So that's not the heter of Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. Okay, that's important issues that come up. There is a heter of Ramosha that many are more machmir about. Ramosha says, if at any time somebody can knock and then come in. So mostly, what do you mean knocking? Knocking is already a warning. You say if anybody's going to come in without knocking. So any poskims wonder about the Ramosha has a line where he seems to say that they're mirsas, as long as they're scared that somebody's gonna knock, that would be okay. But again, that is a big kula, which might be needed in certain situations, but in general, we try not to rely on it. Again, if this is all yichud, is by single individuals. What if you have more than one girl, more than one boy? So what are the rules? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Lotus Yached Isha Achas Im Anoshim Harbe. Ajade Ishto Shalachan Mehem. One woman with a bunch of men shouldn't be. Vechen Lois Yached Isha Achad Afilu Im Anoshim Harbe. So the Shulchan Aruch says, one with a lot of the opposite gender is a problem. Ramah V'yesh Omrim De Isha Achas Misyachadis Im Shnei Anoshim Ksherim Im Mubair. If it's a place where people are around, one woman and two men are enough. That's usually the Ashkenazi custom. Two men are enough with one woman. Two women and one man are not enough. You need three women. But that's what the Rama says. The Isha Achaz B'Yechadus Abshtei Anashim K'sherim Im Hubayir. V'Stam Anashim K'sherim Heim. Most men are considered kosher. Avalim Heim Prutzim Afilu Im Yudasir. Right? Many men who are not, are halachically, considered, Naamans, then everybody would be, there will be a problem. And then the Ramah adds one man with a few women, not two women, but three or more. That would be okay, as long as, again, he has ne'emanus that nothing is going to take place. So it comes up, what about, is there a yichud in a car? Say it's dark at night. Somebody's on the highway driving at night. So, Pashtus, no. If you're on the highway, cars keep passing and cars keep going by. People can see through the windows, unless somebody has tinted windows. So they tinted windows, you can't see anything in, so maybe there's something to talk about there. But, you know, other than that, a car would be okay. What about a dark country road? Sitting in a car in a dark country road where nobody's coming. So that could be a serious issue. It's a road that nobody ever goes down. Somebody goes down a dead-end street that nobody ever is going to go there, and you're sitting there in the dark. That could be a serious issue of yichud. Yichud doesn't have to be in a room. It has to be anywhere where people feel that they are are able to be alone, and nobody will find them. There was an interesting halacha I just saw in the Aznayim LaTorah in this week's Parsha. They're going to put it in the Parsha Shiur this week. But in the Aznayim LaTorah, he quotes, after Yaakov, when Yaakov Avinu goes, and he comes to Padan Aram, and he goes to the well, and Yaakov says, Yaakov says that, sorry for the announcement, but Baruch Hashem, just remember that we're here in Reishit Yerushalayim, with the Parsha Shir. Anyway, so the Mincha is soon, but let's just get this one more idea. Yaakov Avinu, when he comes to the well, and he comes and he sees all of the shepherds there, he says, you know, who are you? They say, we're so-and-so, and he says, do you know, you know Lavan? And they say, yeah, we know Lavan. How's he doing? Shalom lo? Vayomer, and they said, shalom, yeah, and here's his daughter coming. What should he have done right then? Turn around, ran to Rachel, and say, hi, and I want to marry you, or whatever the case may be. That's what his parents told him to do. But what does he do? He keeps talking to these shepherds. Vayomer, hey, non ayom gadol, why are you resting? Hashku atzonu l'chu re'u, and they say, we can't because we have to move the stone, and he keeps talking to them. What's he doing this for? Says Rav Saratzke, Zayin LaTorah. Maybe he was worried because if they all leave and he's left alone with Rachel, it'll be yichud. Nobody else is by this well. They're here. They're done for the day. They're not coming back till later. Chashas Yaakov. Sheyelchu aroma baisim hadarim. Vishahu levadu im rachel basadev. Chashas liichud. Viavsha isa pnuya. And yichud pnuya is only drabanan. Like the avos kept kol atzarakula. Even the dinim drabanan. As we know from the Gemara in Yuma. Lefichach. Dibra. That's why he kept talking to the shepherds. So they wouldn't leave. So that when Rachel comes, they would all be there together. Okay, that's the Rav Saratzkin's Ha'ara on why Yaakov might have kept talking. But again, the yesod is that it could be yichud even not in a room. It just depends whether one feels in private or not. That is, if you want to look it up, the tshuva in the Mishnah Halachas, Rav Menashe Klein has in Chelik Vav, Simen Reish Chav Zayin, that's what he talks about. It's hakol lefi hamakom v'hazman. That's what it depends on. If it's once really feels in private, that it's alone and it's a dark country road, then there could be a serious issue of yichud. On most roads that cars go down, even if it's not the busiest road. But if cars go down, it's a regular road in a town, so then there would not be a problem of yichud. Okay, we'll stop here. We got to talk about some of the halachas of yichud relating to the isser of granddaughter. Be'ez Hashem, next time we get into the mitzvah of sisters, two sisters. Okay, we'll stop here.